Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. What a fantastic program we have in store for you this week. We travel to Belfield, North Dakota, the site of the new Davis Refinery. Talk with Thomas Johnson, the Vice President of Refinery Operations. Also, Dwayne Sand talks about frackfoots and how the demand for water is changing in the Bakken oil field. We travel to Newtown, North Dakota, and the Reservation, the three affiliated tribes, and get an update on oil production with David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources, and Jared Wirtz, the Executive Director for the Western Area Water Supply Authority, continues the conversation about getting rural water out in the Bakken area. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. It's covered in blood 'cause you've been up all night. The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. In our next segment, we talk with Thomas Johnson, Vice President of Refinery Operations for the Meridian Energy Group.
Aspects of this. Given your background, how does this project differ from other refineries and other projects that are involved in oil and gas? How do these differ?
Okay, well, a lot of people don't know, but it's probably been around 40 years since a new Grass Ridge refinery has been built in the U.S. So in my background, I've built crude units before. I've built a reformer before. I built some hydrotreaters. But I've never built a complete refinery. Now, I did build the crude topping plant in Houston last year, but it's not really a complete refinery per se. So this was an opportunity to get involved in something that's really not been done in a while. And since I've done all these other projects individually, building a whole thing, a whole refinery, grassroots, I don't see that as being an issue. In fact, it's something that I'm looking forward to.
A few weeks ago, I was talking with the CEO, William Prentice, of Meridian Energy Group, and he was talking about transparency and, you know, really kind of educating and being public with much or many aspects of this refinery. Now, I say that with the caveat that I understand oil and gas is secretive or hush-hushness when it comes to their proprietary or intellectual, you know, I guess, aspects of the refinery or their projects. Is there anything along the technology line that you can share with us that is allows your company to be a little bit more transparent, but at the same time doesn't get you any hot water or anything along those lines?
Now, some of the technologies that were incorporated to keep our emissions down would be vapor recovery system and double seals on the storage tank. We have a benzene saturation unit, which that unit is going to reduce the amount of benzene in the gasoline pool. We're going to have selective catalytic reduction technology in our heater stacks, which what that will do, that will take and reduce the amount of NOx that's emitted from the facility. We're going to have ultra-low NOx burners on the furnaces, which will do the same, reduce the amount of NOx that's emitted. We'll have an air-assisted flare stack, which by having the air blowers on the stack, that results in better combustion, which will result in lower emissions. We'll have hydrogen sulfide or H2S absorbent beds that will keep any, it will scrub H2S out of anything before it's flared. There'll be continuous emission monitors, or CEMs, which would be on the flare stack and the furnace stacks in order to continually monitor the SO2, NOx, CO, CO2, things like that. One thing I'm really excited about is we have some really high-efficiency steam boilers that we're going to be using. These boilers are going to have low NOx emissions, low CO emissions, and they're going to be very efficient, use less gas than your typical conventional boilers. And the thing I like best about them, they're never going to overfire. They're going to give you just the amount of firing it takes to keep your steam make up, and never any more emissions than what you actually need. A few other things I could probably mention is we have an enclosed slop hole system, which will keep emissions down. Our pumps will have double seals. That's going to reduce emissions. Our flare system itself is going to have a vapor recovery system, which instead of just flaring any kind of release that you have, and that's going to be, most of that's going to be recovered back into the system. So the emissions will be a lot cleaner. We have an LDAR program, which is a leak reduction and repair program. We're taking infrared scanning, and we're finding minute leaks and fixing those before they become leaks that go on and on and on, which would increase your emissions. And probably the last thing I can mention is operation and maintenance procedures that overall will just reduce the amount of emissions themselves.
To listen to the full-length interview with Thomas Johnson, the Vice President of Refinery Operations for the Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Now you sit in your piano in your purple party dress. Everyone who's ever met you knows exactly what's next.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Watch it shine so bright.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Now, many of you are familiar with, like, the Soybean Bureau, the Corn Association, the Farm Council, different organizations like that. Well, let me introduce you to the Dakota Cannabis Club, a member-driven association that provides professional assistance to the cannabis industry, plus representation at the state capitol. The future of North Dakota's cannabis industry is being set today, with laws and rules under development that will define how the business can operate in the future. DakotaCannabisClub.com. That's DakotaCannabisClub.com.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.